Chapter 9, Be, Do, Have Model to Overcome Fear. You have to be before you can do, and do before you can have. Zig Ziglar. This is like the most important quote ever. Like, you need to print this out, you need to highlight this, and you need to understand this. You have to be before you can do, and do before you can have. Now, you guys might not get that, but it really is the key to everything. So in NLP, we call it the Be, Do, Have model, where everyone focuses on what they want to have. I want to have confidence. I want to have a good riding experience. I want to have a good horse. But before you can have, you need to focus on what you need to do. And people, like, in terms of, let me not take it into horses. If I said, okay, you want to lose 10 kilos, that's what you want to have. You want to have a weight loss of 10 kilos. Most people know you have to do something in order to have that. So they go, okay, I'm going to run 4 times a week and I'm going to eat fruit and vegetables and that's it. And no processed food. But no one ever thinks about who they need to be in order to do what they need to do. So in order to do that, running and eating well, you need to be someone who values health, appreciates health, wants to have a healthy body, has a belief that they can have a healthy body, and all that other kind of stuff. So it's the same with the riding. If you want to have confidence, what do you need to do? What you need to do is you need to be able to ride, you need to be able to do things. And before you do that, who do you need to be? You need to be someone that believes that you can have it. You need to be someone that wants to have it and all that kind of stuff. So let's get into the chapter. Do the following statements perhaps sound familiar? When I get a new horse, I'll get better marks. When I have a new saddle, I'll be more comfortable and ride better. When I get a better horse, I'll ride more. Even non-related to horses, you hear people say, when I buy the new car, I will be happy. I can't wait to meet the man of my dreams because when I get married, it will make me so happy and I'll be a better person. When I lose weight, I'm going to look awesome and feel good about myself. When I make more money, then I'll start investing. Unfortunately, we live in a society where we are constantly bombarded with messages of having the next big thing. Messages telling us that life will be better if we have the new big TV, the new car, or the new phone, for example. Often the mentality these days is all about having the newest gizmo, the latest toy, the new horse, and we are told we must have it now. Many of us continue with this have mentality in our riding and also in our lives. We tell ourselves life will be good when we have a good float, life will be good when I have a new horse, and life will be good when I have a saddle that fits my horse properly. Unfortunately, that's pretty much what we focus our attention on. We just focus on what we want to have. Sometimes I find people who have taken it further and realize that in order to have, they might have to do something. However, this approach is still missing something. What you need to realize is this. In order to have what you want to have, you have to do what you need to do. And in order to do what you need to do, you need to be the person that takes that action. Simply put, the focus should be on who do you have to be in order for you to do what you need to do so you can have what you want to have. I realize this is a different way of looking at it. Most people focus on the have, never on the be. This is exciting for you, as by changing your focus from what you want to have to what you have to be means your results will also have to change. When we are being who we need to be, we do what is required and in return we have the desired outcome. For example, if the have you want is confident riding, then the do is riding with confidence. But it all starts with being the rider with confidence. The Be, Do, Have model is what I use whenever I coach people who want to lose weight. People like this are normally very fixated on the have. They want to weigh a certain amount. They are also clear that they have to do something to make that happen, normally exercise or change their diet. It is very rarely that they succeed in sustained weight loss at the weight they are happy with, as they never address the be. They actually need to change their be from someone who doesn't exercise and eat well to someone that embodies health and well-being. When they be the person of health and the weight they dream of, they can then do the actions of exercise and diet and have their dream weight. The same is true for confident riding and overcoming fear. You know you want to ride with confidence and happiness. You also know the actions that will get you there. You've learnt them in this book. You can also overcome your fear using the NLP techniques and reconciling your 3 fears. But to do all of that, to actually change your actions, you must be the confident rider you want to be. You have to believe it is possible for you. You have to be confident so you can act confidently and have riding without fear. Imagine what life would be like if we were clear about who we are and what's important to us, if we were being the person that is needed to get the results that are desired. Our actions would flow more naturally and be more focused on what we really want. If obstacles jumped in our way, we'd be sure to find a way to overcome them. We wouldn't be fighting willpower or feel like we are pushing a boulder uphill. We would be much clearer on our purpose and mission and wouldn't find time-wasting things that would stop us achieving our goal. We could even feel energized, knowing that our actions are based on a solid foundation that is a reflection of the person we need to be. It has been said that we also tend to be happier and more satisfied when our actions are grounded in a sense of purpose and are aligned with our values. Let's break down this model and focus on each of the components separately. The most crucial of the components is the first, be. Until this model is really brought to your attention or you've really thought about this in depth, it may be quite confronting. It shifts all the responsibility of everything in your life to you. In the be component of the model, we need to start to focus on who am I? What is my self-image of myself? What is my self-concept? I remember once hearing a fantastic saying along the lines of, who you are and who you believe yourself to be is because of the experiences of your past. The experiences of your past have not made you the way you are. They have simply made you believe you are who you are. And it's in believing that you are who you are that you are, in fact, who you are. I know it's a bit of a tongue twister, but the words are so true. Take the time to read and reread the above paragraph again. Let's look at this in more detail. The person you are today, right now, was once thought to be because of the experiences of your past. Examples include where you grew up, the friendships you made, family environment, schools you went to, and sporting activities. It was said that these experiences shaped your life and made you who you are today. It makes sense, doesn't it? The beliefs we form and the person we become is because of our experiences. But further research into this area showed this was not the case. It really was groundbreaking because before this, it seemed there was no control, essentially, for the person that you became. The research and study of numerous twins has shown very interesting results. The twins in this story grew up in a tough neighbourhood. Their father was an alcoholic and abusive to his wife. The study looked at the lives these twins were living 25 years later and found they were living very different lives from each other. Remember, previously it was thought that you are who you are because of your environment. The study discovered that one of the twins was in jail for violence and drug crimes, while the other was a successful businessman with a lovely wife and a healthy relationship with his children. When asked both twins the same question, how they had gotten to the point they were currently in their life, both the twins had the same answer. They both said, I had no choice. Look at the family and the conditions I grew up in. Just let that sink in for a second, because this is magic. Isn't this response from the twins interesting? Whilst one twin felt they had no choice in life and their environment had shaped their life, they also made the situation mean a completely different thing. They felt they could not become what they saw and experienced in their environment and became the complete opposite. So one twin decides, I had a bad upbringing. All I know is what I know. Therefore, I'm going to do what I know. And that's the guy that ended up in jail. And the other twin goes, look at what family I grew up in. Look at like how I felt as a child and look at the results that my father got who's in jail. I know I don't want that life. So all I know is I will have to do the complete opposite of what I know. So I get a completely opposite life. And that's what happened. The experiences of our past have not made us the way we are, but instead they've made us believe we are the way we are. The twins experienced the same conditions, environment and family growing up, however formed different beliefs leading to very different lives. These beliefs and meanings we create make us believe we are who we are. The last part of the phrase is when we form beliefs about who we are and believe them, this is the person we will be. The power of this on me is huge. This means we can change our entire world. We can take events that had a significant impact on our lives and look at those with new eyes. Was it possible that when we were 2, 8, 12 or 20 years old, we may have assigned a very different meaning to a particular event? It is entirely possible that the meaning was wrong, was inaccurate, yet we have been living our lives according to this. If this is the case, we could now assign new meanings and new learnings that could serve us better. And if we believe these new meanings for these experiences as strongly as we did the old ones, which were not serving us, we could create an entirely new life. I went through this process personally in my relationship with my father. My entire childhood, I made everything my father did to mean that he didn't love me. That wasn't the truth. He did the best he could, and just because he didn't show love and support in the conventional way didn't mean he didn't love me. It took me a long time to realize this and see what he did and what he said, not as attacks or being unsupportive, but just him caring in his way. Remember, nothing has meaning except for the meaning we give it. So Dad always said to me, you'll never go to the Olympics, you'll never be a horse rider, you'll never be successful. Now, I can make that mean I'm hopeless, pathetic, I'll never be anything, I'm the worst rider in the world, I'll never be successful, therefore I shouldn't try at anything, I should go on drugs and I should go rob liquor stores and end up in jail. I could definitely have made it mean that, but would that have meant that I would have a beautiful, rich, exciting, wonderful life? And the answer is no. So whether or not it was true for him really is irrelevant. You get to choose your own truth. So I completely reframed everything that he said, and I believe to my core, he said, you'll, in terms of my riding, you'll never be successful in your riding, you'll never be a rider, you'll never go to the Olympics, because when he was 14, 15, he was picked out of, him and another boy were picked to be trained for the, I think it was the, some running event, for athletics anyway, running, and I think it was the 1500. And he trained for a couple of years, but he had to take two buses, he had to get up at 4 a.m. and he actually quit. He pulled out, he said, I'm not doing it. And 4 or 5 years later, that boy that he trained with, and he said, if anything, I was better than the boy back at that age. That boy went to the Olympics. He didn't win a medal, but he went to the Olympics and scored and made the final. So I, when you come at it at a way of trying to understand my father and go, oh, well, how would my father have felt that he'd quit and given up on his dream? And I think until the day he died, he may have carried that with him and had, I'm just coming at it from a coaching perspective. There could have been shame. There could have been regret. There could have been disappointment. There could have been always that wandering. He doesn't want that for his daughter. He doesn't want the pain, the regret, the frustration, the disappointment. And he definitely, in anything in my life, I said I wanted to become a singer. He said, there's no way you're becoming a singer. Absolutely not. Now you can go, that's unsupportive. He didn't love me. He thought I sung badly. But actually, no, he loved my voice and thought I was the best singer in the world. But he didn't want me disappointed. He never wanted me disappointed. And he was like, you'll never make it as a singer. Do you know how many singers go to auditions and only one gets the part? And then you won't get the part. And then how will you live? And how will you have money? And it was always about that. And then with the writing as well, you'll never get to the Olympics. Do you know how hard it is to get to the Olympics? Only 4 people get to go to the Olympics. You won't be one of them. Now you can say, wow, he doesn't love me. He thinks I'm useless. I'll never be one of them. Or you can come at it a way of understanding and from a coaching perspective and go, he was hurt so badly and he was disappointed and regret and all these feelings that come up for him when you go for a goal or have an opportunity to go for a goal but don't get it, that he wanted to protect me from that. And whether or not that's reality or not, whether or not that's the truth or not, that is my belief, and that's the meaning I assign all those events. So therefore, I can go and live my life and go, actually, I'm extraordinary. Actually, I'm more than capable of going to the Olympics. That was just my dad looking after me and looking out for me. This is where you need to get to, and you might be looking at me right now going, there's like you're just lying. It's not real. But we never know what real is. We never know when you're dealing, especially with another person, you never know what real is. If I slap you over the head right now, does that mean I hate you? Does that mean I'm an aggressive person? Does that mean I'm violent? Does that mean I want to kill you? Or does it mean there was a spider on your head and I was flicking it off? Like there's never, you just don't know what the meaning is until you say, hey Tash, why'd you hit me over the side of the head? And I tell you why. And even then, am I lying? Am I being honest? What's my ulterior moment? There's all those kinds of things. So I've given up trying to figure out why people do what they do. And I assign they did what they did in order to make me feel better and in order to, for me to get my goals. And I really, really suggest and push that you do the same. As you can see, there are many factors that influence part of the earlier statement, the me I'll be. And with this being the first ingredient of the be, do, have model, it's important to get this right. Who are you currently being? Are you blaming the experiences of your past, the way you were brought up? Are you just now starting to see how the experiences and the beliefs you formed from these are running your life? Were you even aware that having such a big influence on the way you act? How is your physiology normally? How do you talk to yourself? Are your friends a big influence on who you are? When we start to think about these questions and answer them honestly, we can then start to construct and build the person we want to be. This person will be, and because of this, they will do what is required to get the results they want to have. I remember a time when I was learning this and applying it to my riding. Previously, I would get very upset at competitions and often become angry and frustrated when I was training at home. I was training regularly, seeing coaches and trainers, and thought I should be progressing much quicker than what I was. In learning this information and applying it to my riding and other areas of my life, I found that the biggest step I was missing was, who do I need to be? From the Be Do Have model, it was clear that my be needed to change. When I evaluated myself honestly, I saw that I was doing my riding, receiving my lessons to have a Grand Prix horse so I could compete at that level, but the whole way along I was neglecting who I needed to be. This discovery led to changing many things in order to catch up with the person that I needed to be. I thought to myself, who do I need to be and then what do I need to do in order to have the level of Grand Prix? This is what I learnt. I needed to have the mentality a Grand Prix rider has. I needed to believe that it was possible for me, and in fact, I already was a Grand Prix rider and therefore would act the way a Grand Prix rider would act. This is what I did. I read countless autobiographies of top riders and trainers. I made copious amounts of notes about who these people were being, what characteristics did they exhibit, what did they think about themselves, what did they do daily to be where they are today. I basically modelled them and took on the beliefs and language of my mentors. Remember what I said earlier? And if I repeat myself, that's because it's a really important point. Do what the best people do and you'll get the results that the best people get. I also watched videos of all the top Grand Prix tests, interviews with riders, and immersed myself on developing the person I needed to be. When you live and breathe this daily until it becomes you, then the doing is easy because what you're doing is in harmony with the person you are being, and then you'll get the results you want to have. After this, my riding progressed very quickly. I was able to achieve my goal of becoming a Grand Prix rider and became the first person in Australia and the Southern Hemisphere to train and compete at Frisian at this level of dressage. All of this was only possible by being the person I needed to be. So what about you? How is this resonating with you? To me, this was quite a bit of a revelation because I'd never really thought about it in this way. The thinking that in order to get what you wanted, you first had to be the person who had those results. You have to think like them, act like them, and most certainly have the same beliefs that they do. Previously, I'd thought I must be on my way to having the success that I want because I'm doing what I need to do. I'm riding out there when it's raining. I'm riding out there in the cold. I keep turning up at competitions and keep doing and doing and doing. Little did I know that I could have kept doing these things for most of my life and most likely would never have realised my goals. We have all heard the saying, work smarter, not harder. Well, in this case, I think that this is in the finding out our be. The smarter approach is finding out who we need to be and then the doing won't seem so hard because it is in sync with who we are. When we are being who we need to be, we enjoy the doing and will always find a way. Remember not to make the common mistake and think, when I have this result, I will feel and be happy or content. This backwards mentality is the very reason why so many people fail to achieve their goals, because the person they are being is not in alignment with the results they want to have. You have to be before you can have. It can be quite confronting because most people have never thought about what they need to do before taking the action steps of doing so they can have what they want. I have a friend who is a personal trainer and applies the Be Do Have model to his health in terms of eating. His philosophy and the person that he needs to be is someone that only eats healthy and nutritious food that serves his body. This is the person he needs to be, and in being the person, he finds all his decisions about what he eats are simple. If it's not healthy and nutritious and does not serve his body, he doesn't eat it. He doesn't think about what he's missing out on, only what he is gaining by living to these standards. He doesn't touch processed food, sugar, chocolate, ice cream, or any other junk food. He eats grass-fed meat, vegetables from farmers' markets, and makes sure he stays away from gluten. By knowing the person that he has to be so well, the doing does not require any willpower or struggle in his mind with self-talk or wanting certain foods. By living the person that he needs to be and doing what is required, he has the health that he desires. The having an amazing healthy looking body is essentially a byproduct of being and doing, and there is never a question that it won't come. Does this Be Do Have model light you up and excite you? If you guys are lit up and passionate about removing the fears that have been holding you back and having the writing results you want to have, all you have to do is figure out who you need to be. There is so much information out there on various role models and people that you can access. You can start modeling and being that person you need to be today. Often when you find your role models, you'll discover that they have the results that you want, and they most likely will tell you how to achieve them. They'll give you the doing steps that you need. Remember that when you are living and being the person you need to be, you'll find out what to do some way or another. It just has to be because you are being. Don't get into the trap of saying you'll be the person you need to be when you get what you want to have. Life doesn't work like that. I know it would be easier to be confident when you have no fear in your riding. Life isn't easy though. Life is about growing and becoming more every single day. It's a journey of growth. So it's time now for you to stand up and be the confident, capable, strong rider you already are inside, so you can do the actions of riding confidently and happily, so you can have the fearless riding you have always wanted. Say yes to being ready to take ownership and responsibility for who you're being. I know this is tough and often quite confronting, but I guarantee it'll be more than rewarding. This is putting up a mirror, taking a good hard look and saying to the reflection, if it is up to me, and accepting it. This is challenging and scary all at once. I'll leave you with this. Begin today to act, to live, to be the person you would be if you had already achieved your goal, and you'll be on your way. Once you are clear on who you need to be, we then need a way to become this be and make it part of us. This we will cover in the next chapter. So chapter summary, most people focus on what they want to have and maybe find ways to learn what they need to do in order to have what they want. The secret is you need to be so you can do the actions necessary to have what you want easily and effortlessly, because it is who you are. Willpower, strength and forcing yourself to do something will only get you so far, and it's draining and tiring. You need to shift who you are as a person so the actions become easy and immediate. The choice is yours. You can choose to not change who you're being and keep complaining that you can't have what you want, or you can create the change, being the person you need to be, so you can do what you need to do, so you can have the riding results you want to have. For home play, I want you to write out on a sheet of paper everything you want when it comes to your riding. What is your ideal, perfect riding experience? Under that, write, what do I need to do? Followed by all the action steps you need to take so you can have your ideal, perfect riding experience. Then write, who do I need to be? Write down all the personality traits you will need to embody so you can take the action that is necessary to have everything you want. Take this sheet into the next chapter, where we will teach you how to make this your reality.